Let's head to the United States first, where President Donald Trump has come out swinging after midterm elections this week, sacking his attorney general, holding a testy press conference, and banning a prominent CNN reporter from the White House. In doing so, he's left America and the Washington press pool wondering whether this is the tone to expect for the next 2 years. Washington correspondent Zoe Daniel reports.
It's about 7 a.m. after the midterms. I can hear my son scuffling around downstairs getting ready for the early bus to school. Is Mummy home yet? I hear him ask my husband as he exits the front door into the foggy DC morning. Yes. Shh. I came home at about 5 a.m. after reporting through the night on the election results. Our last live crosses into Australia's evening news were in the very early hours of the US morning from Freedom Plaza, just behind the White House, the streetlights behind me framing the US Capitol in the distance.
The midterm results present a lot more obstacles for Donald Trump for his next 2 years in office. Zoe Daniel joins us from Washington. Zoe, what will losing the House mean for the president?
He can expect a lot of pushback, basically. It's going to make it really hard for him to get the rest of his policy promises through. But beyond that, you can expect Democrats to launch a series of investigations into the Trump administration.
It's going to be another busy day. The first of the next 2 years for a Trump administration hampered now, having lost control of the House to the Democrats.
Remember this feeling. Know the power to win.
My phone vibrates and I pick it up off the bedside table. It's my Donald Trump tweet alert. I'll be doing a news conference at the White House, he says. And so the second 2 years begins.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Please. Thank you.
I've been covering Donald Trump now for 3 years, since the end of 2015, when he was just an outsider candidate. Since he's been president, he hasn't done many of these freewheeling solo press conferences. The last one I recall in DC was in February 2017, a few weeks after his inauguration, when he called a press conference with barely an hour's notice, causing the press to scramble from all over the city. And it feels like we've been scrambling ever since. 2 years later, I find myself sitting in the East Room of the White House again. The president sells the midterms result, in which the Republicans lost the House but gained seats in the Senate, as a success.
As an example of the 11 candidates we campaigned with during the last week, 9 won last night. This vigorous campaigning stopped the blue wave that they talked about. I don't know if there ever was such a thing, but could have been. If we didn't do the campaigning, probably there could have been.
But while his early tone was measured, the press conference quickly degenerated when the president was pressed on his pre-election campaign, specifically anti-immigration rhetoric over a so-called caravan of migrants headed for the U.S. border from Central America.
Thank you, Mr. President. Challenge you on one of the statements that you made in the tail end of the campaign in the midterms. That this caravan was an invasion.
As you know, Mr. President, I consider it to be an invasion.
As you know, Mr. President, the caravan was not an invasion. It's a group of migrants moving up from Central America towards the border with the U.S.
Thank you for telling
and
me that.
Why did you characterize it as such?
Because I consider it an invasion. You and I have a difference of opinion.
But do you think that you demonized immigrants
not
in this election
I want them to come into the country, but they have to come in legally. You know, they have to come in, Jim, through a process. I want it to be a process. And I want people to come in, and we need the people.
It was quite a moment as CNN's Jim Acosta, who habitually takes on the president and his press secretary, kept pushing and refused to give up the microphone.
They're hundreds of miles away, though. They're hundreds and hundreds of miles away. That's not an invasion.
I think you should let me run the country. You run CNN.
All right.
And if you did it well, your ratings would be much better.
If I may ask one other question, are you worried?
That's enough.
Mr. President, pardon me, ma'am. Mr. President, I had one other question, if I may ask, on the Russia investigation. Are you concerned that you may have
I'm not concerned about anything with the Russian investigation because it's a hoax. That's enough. Put down the mic.
Mr. President, are you worried about indictments coming down in this investigation?
I'll tell you what, CNN should be ashamed of itself having you working for them. You are a rude, terrible person. You shouldn't be working for CNN.
From my right, I could hear, I think it was Sarah Sanders, calling out to Acosta to put down the microphone. For a moment, the anger was so palpable that I wondered if a punch might be thrown or if the Secret Service would step in. But Acosta finally passed the mic and the press conference continued.
Go ahead.
I think that's unfair.
You're a very rude person. The way you treat Sarah Huckabee is horrible. And the way you treat other people are horrible. You shouldn't treat people that way. Go ahead.
Go ahead, Jim. In Jim's defense, I've traveled with him and watched him. He's a diligent reporter who busts his butt.
Well, I'm not a big fan of yours either, so
I understand.
To be honest.
So let me ask you a question if I can. You repeatedly
You are the best.
Mr. President, you repeatedly
Just sit down, please.
Later, the White House revoked the CNN reporter's credential, accusing him of placing his hands on the intern who attempted to take the mic, something that multiple eyewitnesses have refuted. However, the White House is staunchly sticking to that story, perhaps to divert attention from the other one, the fact that Donald Trump also started the post-midterms era by sacking his Attorney General, Jeff Sessions, reigniting concerns about obstruction of justice and whether he plans to shut down the ongoing Russia probe. If day one is any guide to the lead-up to 2020, it's time to get some sleep. In Washington, this is Zoe Daniel for Correspondence Report.